Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us today are, in order, Sergeant Wanda West, Sergeant Anthony Andahar, Deputy Chief Majesta Allen, and former Senior Corporal Police Officer LaCrodia Rhines. Thank you all for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. I got the Dallas PD on because DPD and SMU are partnering in support of a Cancer Awareness Weekend with the third annual Steppin' for a Cause Walk and Community Safety Affair. It's going to be over at Mockingbird Station again on Saturday morning, September the 20th, and it's all about cancer awareness. We're going to get into the details of the big event, but first, let's talk to former Senior Corporal LaCrodia Rhines, because I think you are a three-time cancer survivor, and your story is actually what sparked this event for DPD. Am I right?
Yes, sir, it did. Yeah.
So let's talk about when you first found out that you had cancer.
You're correct. I am a three-time cancer survivor. Back in 20.
Go right ahead. You'd say back.
Okay. Back in 2016 and 2017 was when I was first diagnosed with breast cancer. And I have to say that I was overwhelmed and didn't know how I was going to get through that thing. But my blue family, that's what we call the police department, came through, because it's not just physical, it's emotional and mental. And so support matters more than people realize. You know, I consider myself to be really strong, but I still have days where I struggle. And I was just elated how they poured in the support, both mentally and financially, helping me to stay afloat when my daughter had just started college.
So when you first got the first round of breast cancer, Miss Rhines, were you with Sergeant West when you first found out?
I was stationed at North Central, and so she was the sergeant at North Central. Mm-hmm. And so I had to let her know when I needed to take some time off. She and I have been friends for years, even before this time, though.
So tell us, Sergeant West, what were your initial thoughts? And again, you were there for her.
Yeah. Like you say, I was the death sergeant. And, you know, anytime an officer need to take off for any substantial, amount of time, they certainly had to let me know. And so when she let me know, I asked her why. And then, you know, when she told me, of course, myself and other officers, you know, we did not hesitate to lean into her and to help her in any way that we could. And so Blue Ghost Pink actually started back then. We just didn't know what it was. And so today it has evolved into something that is absolutely amazing. And so when we say the Dallas Police Department partnering with Blue Ghost Pink, it's just a series of initiatives that focuses on supporting, you know, cancer awareness. And we started out with breast cancer, but our focus did kind of change. Now we support all kinds of cancers. And so when Krhonda initially told us, you know, she was participating in a lot of different walks, like the
Susan B. Komen. Yes.
She did the Susan B. Komen for many years. And so not only myself, but a lot of officers went out to support her. We did American Cancer Society walks. And so we quickly, we realized very quickly that this is just much bigger than just that one person. So we wanted to come together and support the entire cancer community. And so that birthed to Blue Ghost Pink, because as we were out there in the walks, people seeing us and being supportive and coming up to us and telling us their story. And it just evolved into something much more than law enforcement officers supporting one officer. It just turned into something much bigger, law enforcement supporting the cancer community.
Most definitely. Deputy Chief Allen, can you talk about how DPD is a family, and the fact that not just cancer awareness, and you mentioned it was starting out with breast cancer awareness, but it's like cancer awareness. There's a lot of things that first responders and police officers go through that a lot of people either can't understand or they don't really know because they're not an officer or they're not on law enforcement. And so this is just one of the things that DPD does as a group. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. We are a great family. Give my story back, I wasn't initially a part of the organization when it first got started. And through the efforts, through Sergeant West, LaCronda, my wife was being diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer as well. Mm-hmm. So I was coming along and supporting her and through her battle. And I just felt a need from the department as a command level officer, to give them the support that they need from the city side. And this organization has stepped in dramatically to assist in all needs from the financial side, the emotional side. And I just wanted to give them that extra support from the command level and the city of Dallas and the chief of police at the time, to make sure that, hey, we are in this fight with you together. And there's anything that you all need from the personal level and also from the city side, we're going to be here to help support you through your battle from the both breast cancer, from prostate cancer, any type of need. And as the time went along, it continued to grow. You felt the need from other agencies, mm-hmm. other police departments. It wasn't just a DPD thing. It became a city law enforcement thing, and it continued to grow. And I wanted to show my support, and that the city wanted to show that support as well to all our family members, from non-sworn, sworn, their kids, their relatives, to show, because as a provider or as a caregiver, it also affects you as well.
Well said, well said. Crondy, let's go back to your story. You are a three-time survivor. I know you were probably overwhelmed at the support from DPD. What was it like when you found out that it returned, and then it returned the third time? Because your story is really important, because there's a lot of people who are going through it, and there's a lot of people who have a family member or a friend who's battling cancer.
Yes. The last year in 2024, when I was diagnosed with two separate breast cancers at the same time, I was in denial, because I just never expected to have cancer again. And so I was thrown off a bit, and I just continued to pray and ask God to heal me again, just like he did in the beginning. And of course, Sergeant West, Wanda, said that, they were going to be with me again. And they were all over again. I already had that support. They were in my corner. And so, it feels good to know that even though you're fighting a battle, you're not alone.
I mean, not alone. So at the same time, you found out that other police officers or other police officers who have family members. In other words, y'all became even tighter. Can you talk about that? How you found everybody started bonding?
Yes, yes, yes. Because I always knew that when I started Cancer on Lockdown team in the beginning, that I wanted it to span some different cancers and not just about breast cancer, mm-hmm. because I know there are so many different cancers. So this thing wasn't just about me. It was about more than me. And it became... over the years, it became more about giving back to others and helping others the way that I was helped, and to be there for them and to support them. And that's when we started, reaching out and finding out, actually, other people had cancer, because a lot of times people are not as open as I am. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of hush hush about it. But when they realize that you're coming to them with help and concern and love, they'll open up to you and stuff. And you find out about their kids, and we've given, you know, help to support their kids, their family, their wives, just everybody that is involved in this thing that has gone through anything related to cancer.
One other thing, Kondra, could you talk about how, like you said, you're like, no, it's, this cancer is not coming back. I know law enforcement is a different breed. You guys are tough. You're strong. Everybody's got situations. But I guess a lot of different police officers do not want to have any kind of weaknesses. Did was there a psychological thing that had as well as anybody with any kind of cancer on the different police departments? So I can't tell people about this. I don't want to not necessarily lose my job, but I'm supposed to be protecting people.
Yeah. Yeah, that comes into play because mentally it affects you. And like I said, I was always considered myself to be a strong person, and I am. Mm-hmm. But even the strong need help sometimes, even when we don't realize it and everything. And so I was going through a lot at the time when I was first diagnosed, because I was a sole caretaker of my mother, who has passed away now. And I was a single parent, and my daughter was just starting college. And so I was, like I said, I was just overwhelmed, right, at the whole situation. And I didn't know how I was going to make it through this thing, because immediately I had to stop working my part-time jobs. Mm-hmm. And so financially, I was depending on those jobs to help support my daughter in college, help me, help support my mom. So all of those things went away. And so I didn't know how I was going to make it and get through that thing. But man, when I say that the police department had my back, I mean that. And they mean that when they say it too. It's not just about having your back on the streets and coming to your support there and being with you. It's about life and supporting each other and loving each other and being there for one another.
Amazing. Sergeant West, can you talk about on your side of things as you was watching her go through this?
Well, when we first started this, and once I first found out about it, of course it was very shocking, but at the same time, there was no, I didn't think twice about it. I knew that I was going to lean into her, get more support, and just move forward with trying to be an advocate for not only for her but for others. And so as it all evolved, you know, and one thing that I kind of want to reiterate, something that you said about being tough and being strong. Mm-hmm. I kind of like, you know, from the start, you know, just our command staff and our the supervision was just so supportive. And I think that one thing that they did to help move this thing along was allowing us to wear pink epaulets and to wear a pink badge, because it sparked community conversation, and it helped not only humanize LaCrondia, but it humanized officers, and it allowed us to show, you know, empathy to others that you know, were battling cancer as well. So I'm excited about where we are and Blue Ghost Pink and our goal being twofold. Number one, to raise, you know, awareness, raise money, and just to be able to focus and be in the space that we're in and accomplish the goals that we set out to accomplish. You know, partnering with experts in the field of oncology to help get the word out, partnering with other law enforcement agencies. One of our biggest agencies is SMU Police Department. Mm-hmm. This year, you know, 3/4 of our walk is on their campus. And so we're real excited about that. You know, we partner with DISD, Dallas Independent School District, and Dallas College Police Department, mm-hmm. Dart Police Department, Highland Park, University Department of Public Safety. And we got support from Texas Department of Public Safety. So it has grown so much. And we're so proud of the distance that we've traveled. And it all started with one officer communicating what she was going through, and then us rallying around. So we're excited about where we are.
This is absolutely amazing. Again, we're talking about the 3rd annual Cancer Awareness Walk and Community Safety Fair, Blue Goes Pink. It's a 5K, Stepping for a Cause. It's going to start on Saturday morning, September 20th, at 7:30 a.m. 6:30 to 7:30 is registration. The opening ceremony is going to be at 7:30. I'm grateful that you guys asked me to be a part of that and help MC that start. A lot of people will be there. And again, it's more than just a community awareness thing and cancer awareness of all different types of cancer and all different law enforcement who have been affected by it, whether themselves mm-hmm. or their families. But it's also mm-hmm. a community safety fair. And with mm-hmm. some more on that, Sergeant Andujar, can you talk about how the community safety fair component became a part of this event?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, something that we've talked about throughout this conversation, and one of the things that I hope that your listeners understand is that, you know, cancer touches everyone.
Yes.
And it's not just the person, you know, fighting the cancer themselves, but also their family members. And so this event is more than just a 5K. It is mm-hmm. a family event. We'll have family activity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These kids' activities, giveaways, educational booth, safety demonstrations, like Sergeant West mentioned, you know, we partner with a lot of different outside agencies because, you know, as a police department, we can only do so much to support our family members, mm-hmm. and we need to reach out to others to help us. So, you know, it's really about community. It really is, because I don't think there's a single person that is listening that hasn't somehow been touched by cancer, unfortunately. You know, somebody we know, somebody we love has been affected. And we're all in this, like you said earlier, we're all in this fight together.
You know, Sergeant Andujar, you're making such excellent points. There's not just, you know, law enforcement that's dealing with this. Everyone deals with it at certain levels. And again, this is just a way to show awareness, because sometimes, and you can expand upon this again, sometimes not just law enforcement or first responders, firefighters, whomever, emergency people, because you're in the business of helping people and helping communities, but sometimes you guys need help too. Can you talk about how, you know, either it was easier than expected or a little bit tougher to get different components involved and let everybody know that, you know, your time, talent, and treasure is definitely needed on September 20th.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you said something, you know, earlier about officers, you know, trying to, you know, not let people know, you know, what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And because one officer stepped up and said, look, this is what I'm going through and I need help. We all need help, you know, no matter who you are out there, we all need help. And so that's a big part of the Blue Ghost Pink is we're here to help you. But if we can't do it, then we need to find who can help you.
Right.
Is there another organization out there or some type of resource that we can find that will be able to help?
And Chief Allen, can you talk about again how from the top down, everybody's in on this?
Absolutely. There's been nothing but great support from the command level officers. They're looking forward to it. This event, the 20th, I am definitely excited about it. We've experienced great cooperation from all our different agencies, different nonprofit organizations, from all points in between. So we're looking forward to it. We expect everyone, a great crowd, to come out. And if you have any questions or concerns about anything that you may need or any just definitely reach out to it. We're looking forward to it. We're excited about it. It's going to be a great event.
Crondy, I got to circle back around to you because I'm thinking you're going to be there, but I haven't even asked you, how are you feeling these days?
I'm doing well. I was not well earlier this year and kind of took me back a little bit, but I'm doing really great now. And yes, I will definitely be there. Last year, I wasn't able to make it to the walk because I was having my double mastectomy. And so I was in the hospital the day before the walk. This time I'm getting ready to have breast reconstruction surgery, but thank goodness it's the Monday after the walk, the 22nd. It just worked out like that. And so I'm really glad because it definitely warms my soul and my heart to be there with everybody and with everything. And to know that I was part of the reason why this thing started, you know, with me and Sergeant West, we were talking about it for years before we actually gave it a name. Mm-hmm. And so it makes me feel really, really good. And I'm always just overly excited and happy to see people, and they're happy to see us also. And so that makes me feel really, really good. And I can't wait. I'm excited.
I'm really glad you're sharing your story. And with that being said, you have retired. Was it because of the health issues? And is it still gratifying that you are still considered part of the DPD family?
I didn't retire because of the health issues. I retired because of my mom's health issues. Her health was failing and she was with me, living with me. I was her, caretaker. Mm-hmm. And so that's really why I retired from the police department. Yes, it makes my heart feel really good that I'm still considered a part. Because when you're there, they say, you know, once you blue, you're always blue. And you don't know what that means until you're in a situation like I was in and like I'm in, that holds true. So I feel like, you know, I'm still a part. I'm still loved. They still have my back. And I'm just grateful and thankful for all of it.
I'm grateful for this entire event being held because, again, you're handling this thing, everybody involved, in such a positive way. In other words, it's positive reinforcement. I see on social media, it's blue goes pink, the cold team. What does cold stand for? Cancer on lockdown, stepping for a cause. These are all positive things. In other words, when people get together for this event, it's going to be some somber moments in there, but it's all for a worthy cause. It's going to be people getting together. It's going to be fun times. Like what's the motto? Together we are better. Right, Chief Allen?
Absolutely.
And Sergeant West, I mean, you've done this a couple of years now. It just grows and grows and grows.
It just grows and grows and grows, and we're so grateful for that. I mean, people see it and they call. I mean, they dub us the cancer team. So we're excited about that. We're excited about the impact that we're having. And you know, we certainly want to thank you, Chris, for having us, for being a part of our third annual event. We're just excited about it, and we just, you know, thank you for this opportunity to allow everyone to hear about what it is that we're doing. And hope that they come on out on Saturday on September 20th to enjoy this amazing engagement.
Yes, and Sergeant Andahar, where can people find more information about it?
Well, like you said, on Facebook, we have the Blue Ghost Pink website, and all the information is on there. You know, I want to encourage everybody, just, you know, like I said, it's a family event. Bring out the whole family. Mm-hmm. Everybody can join and walk and celebrate. Stop by and learn, shop, connect, and you know, show support for the cancer awareness in our community.
Yes, it's going to be, again, for those who missed it at the top, it's going to be at Mockingbird Station. That's 5307 East Mockingbird Lane in Dallas, right by the Angelica Film Center. And it's a 5K run, a walk, and, of course, community safety fair, cancer awareness, not just breast cancer awareness. All sorts of law enforcement and family members and anybody who wants to support cancer awareness, making sure everybody gets checked, making sure everybody's aware, whether it's themselves, someone in their family, some friends that they have. This is all for a worthy cause. And it's, again, going down Saturday, September 20th Registration from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Opening ceremony is at 7:30 and 8 a.m. It starts in, I'm pretty sure it goes most of the morning, right, Miss West?
Yes, it's going to go from, we'll actually, the ceremony starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to step off at 8 o'clock. After we get back from the run, we'll have the community safety fair. We're going to have a raffle. We'll have our Blue Ghost Pink Shuffle. So we plan to have a lot of fun.
Sound like you're going to have a DJ out there.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, we're going to go to about noon.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We also want to give a shout out to SMU for partnering with the DPD. And everybody who attends this, you will be, put it like this, you will come away with something. And probably the most important thing is you'll come away with community. You'll come away with empathy. You'll come away with a good feeling in your heart because you did something special. And as the motto goes, Chief Allen, together we are better, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just want to reiterate that, hey, we're here to promote cancer awareness and highlight the importance of early detection. You know, here to support our cancer community and the countless survivors out there. Just want to say thank you for that.
Yes, and thank you all for joining us. And I will see you out there on the 20th.
All right.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you.
Thank
we
you.
Look forward to seeing you out there.
And joining us right now is the executive director of Guns N' Hoses, our longtime good friend, Mr. Dave Swavey. Dave, how you doing today?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing wonderful there. Chris, how you been? I follow you on Facebook. You're looking mighty
fit,
stout there with that age.
I'm trying to be fit, man, trying to be like you. You stay pretty fit yourself. Because what you and I you and I've got something in common. We do a lot of running around. We are all over the place. And again, you're all over the place primarily with Guns N' Hoses, which is the nonprofit foundation you started. How many years ago is it now? 20 something?
We are headed to our 25th anniversary.
Wow. And for those who don't know, you guys step in the breaches for the families of fallen officers and fallen firefighters, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir. We're there for the, what is the 16 counties of North Central Texas to be there with a check within the first 48 hours for the family, just for that immediacy, the no's that we know that they're not expecting, the hotel stays, people coming in town, you know, the water bill, you know, kids going to school. I run across so many different stories over the years of thank you for that money. It got us to where we needed to be until the insurance, which could take up to 36 months to even arrive.
Wow, you're exactly right, because everybody just assumes, well, you know, life insurance, they'll be all right. Well, until they're all right, they're not all right.
No, you're exactly right. And there's time restraints on some of the paperwork. And if they don't fill it out, some of these smaller counties don't get that paperwork in a timely fashion, that is not eligible for them, that particular benefit. They may slip away from them.
You mentioned the other kind of game. This is the North Texas Guns N' Hoses. So there's a, like you said, there's a lot of small towns, some small counties, you know, but they got firefighters and police officers too. And, you know, it's just not as easy as a rubber stamp in a bigger city where, you know, life insurance, just like someone has a car accident and they just call the insurance company and it's all handled up. It's not that simple, right?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, if you remember back several years ago before we actually became, there was four Fort Worth firefighters that fought a white settlement fire as volunteers in another city. They all perished and the families filed for benefits, being that they were active firefighters. What has changed now for anybody, specifically in the fire department, if they're not actively engaging in a fire operation, such as a traffic accident or whatnot, in the city proper which they work, the benefits do not cover them.
Oh, no.
So that's changed a lot of things, especially volunteerism in these smaller cities. Yes, sir.
Can you
know, 65% of all firefighters are volunteer. That's across the country.
I was going to ask you about that. When you think about firefighters, it's not like the majority of them, you know, work there for a living. It's like they volunteer for their neighborhood or their community or their small town. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Can you talk about,
yes,
are y'all trying to do something about that? I mean, because that's crazy.
Well, I mean, it is crazy, and the government obviously is looking to expand benefits. I mean, Texas has the highest benefits paid out of probably any state in the country. I'm friends with the Guns and Hoses developers up in St. Louis, and it's crazy the amount of money they don't receive due to a fatality of a firefighter or a police officer. So we're fortunate, but we're still, you know, still far away from it. And it's looked at quite a bit. You know, when an officer or firefighter passes away, you know, what happens is their bank accounts usually get locked out until the death benefit, until they receive that death certificate, or there's an investigation because of their death, and we don't know. So I've had widows that our check sustained them for several months due to the fact that they couldn't even get into their own bank.
That is amazing. And these are the stories that most people don't know about. Again, they just assume they watch TV shows and they just assume, you know, it's a sad thing that happens, but everything gets taken care of. Well, somebody's got to make sure that everything does get taken care of before, you know, quote unquote, the life insurance policies or the police department, the fire department's policies can take care of those things. And that's why we love Guns and Hoses. So with that being said, what I want to ask is there's a lot of firefighters that they may lose their lives because it's a fire or something, but do a natural disaster count? I'm just trying to figure out how, because again, first responders, you can't turn that on and off switch up. They run in to help. We're talking about police officers and firefighters. They just go in and help people.
Yes. Yeah. It's in your DNA.
Yeah.
I mean, statistically speaking, just to kind of take this from another to another level, all SWAT members by and far across the country are either the oldest child or the only child.
Hmm.
And the reason they feel that is theorized is because that your dad told that oldest kid to take care of mom while I'm away. And it's in your DNA. You get this as part of your psyche. So yes, if you're driving on the road and you're a firefighter off duty and you see a car wreck, you have to stop. It's part of your licensing agreement. Now, what happens is if somebody strikes you while you're assisting, that's going to go into a long dissertation of whether or not to pay any benefits, and they may not receive any.
It's called red tape.
When you remember the firefighter in West, or the fire in West Texas where the explosion occurred. We responded. There was a Dallas firefighter that lived there.
I went down there for that in West Texas. Is not we're not talking about geographical. The name of the town is West Texas. I went down there former Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle and the Mavericks. We did a basketball game for West Texas. So I remember that whole situation.
Yep. So we paid for that Dallas firefighter. Now, whether he received benefits or not is to be. I really doubt it. I really do. And and that's a true shame. But we not only try to assist the families of the fallen, which we have now, believe it or not, Chris, since you've known me, there's 79 that we've responded to. That number is just too large for 24 years of being in business. Recently, we had a Glen Heights firefighter that lives in Athens, another situation. And he's a paramedic out there as a volunteer. And he responds to a car wreck to arrive to find out that it's his daughter and grandchildren the car. The daughter was airlifted. The two granddaughters perished in the car fire. We were notified of it. And because of the blessings the Lord has given us, we acquired a couple of years ago a beautiful food trailer donated by Ellen's, the restaurant down there in Casa Linda. We responded down there and raised money for the family. You know, grandpa's going to be everything now, right? So he had medicals, and just the fact that I know he's going to be taken off of work. So we try to expand to do a lot of different things. In order to let the people know, hey, we're here for a lot of different reasons. And you know, Chris, we support the the police boxing programs all around the Metroplex.
That's right.
And, you know, I have my own program here for the Garland Police Department that's been 30 years in existence. Things like that, that behind the scenes people don't know we do, supporting kids' charities and the like. But the major brunt of what we do is to support the fallen. And this year it's been the worst. We have 9.
Wow.
To recognize and honor 8 officers and a canine.
And you know what? Canines are important too, because they are police officers.
Oh, yeah.
And they save lives just like a lot of guys.
Yes. And I had one for 9 years. He took 3 bullets one night on a robbery to
wow.
save my life. So, and survived it,
wow.
which is amazing. McKinney had that off, you know, that officer involved, got called out on the SWAT situation and his dog perished trying to take the suspect into custody. So, we have a lot to honor this year from Fort Worth, Dallas, North Richland Hills, Wise County. A total of 9.
And this is only September.
You know, sir, I know we with our memorial coordinator, we work to try to stay within the window of opportunity for us. So not to take the spouse to a level that she's not prepared, he or she's not prepared. So we cut it off in May.
Mm-hmm.
So from May of last year to May of this year, we had 9 fallen. And then we start our so-called fatality calendar starting June 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will be anybody that loses their life at this point will be recognized next year. And knock on wood, we've been fortunate so far. We had 9 firefighters injured in McKinney, and my best friend's son was one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
You never know. And
yeah.
Like my wife always said, being the hose, cops die by 1, firemen die by 3. You know?
Yeah, that is
so
true. That is true. The way you respond. And again, I'm just always impressed and amazed at what Guns and Hoses does, especially for first responders and their families, the families that are there. And I'm trying to figure out, do you think by now a lot of different departments, whether it's police departments or firefighters, fire departments, know about Guns and Hoses so that if something were to happen to someone in their unit or somewhere in their department, that they know exactly? In other words, they reach out to you most of the time, or do you have to find them by reports?
The smaller communities sometimes know us less because of the distance that they are, you know, traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're all the way up to Dennis and Sherman, you know, Kaufman West, you know, all the way out to Mineral Wells. So, yeah, there is the small counties, they may not, but these major metropolitan cities, yeah, they know us. Part and part because they've had a representation in the boxing event.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys and gals on the ground, to which we have 2 girl fights this year, but we have 19 scheduled bouts for Saturday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them specifically is an interesting show. We have a firefighter who grew up in my boxing gym, Mike Tataro, who's a Plano firefighter. He was training to fight last year and actually coming off of a heart attack. Is this not the craziest thing?
Crazy.
You can't determine whether, or the doctor said, we don't know if this was because of COVID or because of your vaccine, but we don't know why you had it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at the fire station. He looked like he was probably in distress, and they put a 12 lead on him and sent him to the hospital, and he flatlined twice. They brought him
wow.
back, but he's clear to go. Okay, now that's the firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
The police officer who has fought with us before is a SRO, police supervisor. He's a school resource officer in none other than University Park. Okay,
yeah.
Guess what? He's fighting in the name of the 3 children that drowned in Hill Country that went to his school.
Wow.
So and those are the stories you see.
Exactly. And again, you mentioned the boxing. Let's just go ahead and elaborate, because that was a nice tease to let everybody know one of the reasons we have you on. It's the 24th annual Night Development Group Guns and Hoses Boxing Tournament up in Allen at the Credit Union of Texas Event Center. Same location it has always been. It's got a naming rights on it now. But it's always firefighters and police officers, and they're going against each other. And it's a lot of pride involved. And you got families there, and you've got all kinds of support systems there. It's a nonprofit event, and it's such a worthy cause because it's boxing, but it's also, you know, different departments and different groups. You know, it's bragging rights. You know, guys want to have some bragging rights. Girls want to have some bragging rights. So can you talk again about it? This is going to be on September the 13th up in Allen, as usual. Can you talk about some more about this particular event and some of the things you can watch out for, like that story right there?
Yeah, it's so interesting because some of these guys, you know, have maybe been in the show several years ago, and you know they're bringing it back again. Mm-hmm. Guys from Greenville, Cooper Dawson was one of the officers killed in the line of duty. We've got guys from Greenville. We got a gentleman from Terrell that's boxing. Candonosa was the officer that was killed over there. So they're stepping up and representing the fallen, so that the families have not only are going their spouses are going to be honored, but they get to watch their department represent and get in the ring. And what we've always said is fighting for kids, mm-hmm. Because there's always going to be, you know, you've heard this before, Chris. I mean, 90% of these usually are very young families, new right. homes, new mm-hmm. neighborhoods, brand new kids, mm-hmm. and you know they don't know what tomorrow is going to bring them. So having those families, and all nine of them are going to be upstairs in skyboxes. We are going to honor their spouse or their canine partner. We don't shine the light on them and expect anybody to take a look. We want them to be able to, you know, enjoy the evening mm-hmm. While we honor their spouse and just realize that there is support out there. So yeah, this has been a crazy year. We had 115 apply.
Look
95,
out.
95 cops and firefighters came in to get evaluated. 95. My wife, who makes the matches, said, oh my God, I could make 30. We can do 30 shows.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
goodness.
I don't. So we got it down to 22. And as of today, we are sitting at 19. And I know my wife's, you know, she's spreading the mustard a little bit. She put the girl fight out there like at about 2 or 3, because, you know, that gets that crowd going.
Exactly.
And she goes to a lot of pain. She ran some partly clothed firefighters and police officers down the ramp to do the escorts. And now she can't stop it. Now they're all requesting it every year.
She started a trend.
Now, listen. Yep. Firefighters, she had like 30 guys apply to walk the girls down the ramp. Cops, we had to go look for them. You know, right. I don't know why, but that's the beauty of the job. You know, those firefighters, you know, they don't mind showing themselves, and
they got calendars and stuff. Those guys like to do calendars. I mean, come on, they know.
Yeah, they do. they do. And they're proud of their physiques, and that's very good. As a matter of fact, some of the guys in McKinney attribute the fact that they didn't go down in that fire because of their athletic ability and how they work out.
Right.
Which is so very important in both careers, police and fire. You know, you've got to have it because you never know when you may need it.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. I love the way your wife has got this set up. She's got this down to a science because, again, it's a major production. And let's put it like this. In the world of guns and hoses, we're talking about firefighters and police officers. This is like one of these big fights, like one of these, you know, big heavyweight championship fights or maybe even a MMA fight or a WWE. It's that kind of atmosphere because you guys got food and drinks the whole nine yards out there.
Then there's a lot of people coming this year. We got 131 corporate tables on the floor. Skyboxes are full. GA tickets are going. Yeah, and you know you've been there.
Yeah, I've been there
half
a number of times.
The crowd's blue. Half the crowd's blue. The other half's red.
Yep.
And every punch thrown, somebody's screaming.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. It's animated. Yep. Again, it's a must ticket to have if you haven't bought your ticket yet. Is it too late? Is it sold out yet?
No, you can buy them all the way up till, you know, doors open at 5 p.m. on Saturday the 13th, and tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster. And you can go to our Facebook page. You can go to the Texas Credit Union Allen Event Center's page and go to it. You got to be very careful, and you know the world that we live in, spam's out there.
Oh, yeah.
They set up a lot of scamming market, so be very cognizant. If you type in Ticketmaster, you're getting the right site.
Correct. Make sure it's Ticketmaster.
They are $30 a piece. Day of, they're $35. If you see that they're charging you $50 and $60, that's the wrong site.
Right.
Get out of it and call. Don't just assume, because you need to report that scam, because it's live and well out there in America.
Yes, it is. There's always an angle, especially with technology nowadays. It's just like, oh my goodness, I got tricked. I didn't need to open that up.
Yeah.
Well, again, this big event on September 13th, you do not want to miss it, the 24th annual Knight Development Group Guns and Hoses Boxing Tournament. But there's something else going on at the end of the month as well. For those in Tarrant County, Guns and Hoses, North Texas, you're partnering with a golf tournament out there, right?
That's correct. It's the Honoring the Fallen, and actually it was the name of Gregory Hunter, who was killed in 2004, Grand Prairie, Texas, in the parking lot of a Walmart. He was basically assassinated. His wife, widow Denise, is our memorial coordinator, and we partnered with her several years ago to assist with her, because she had such a good thing going, and to secondly show to the Tarrant County side that we're there for them as well. We're not just here in Dallas County.
Yes, yeah, the 8th annual Tarrant County Guns and Hoses Remember the Fallen Golf Tournament, and that date again is on the 22nd?
September the 22nd. Yeah, Monday, which is, you know, unique, because a lot of business guys like taking that day off at work, I guess.
They sure do, and it's for a worthy cause. And again, the Grand Prairie Police, but more importantly, like I said, Tarrant County, Guns and Hoses taking care of you as well. You have you got a couple of golf tournaments, and you also have you take the kids shopping in Garland, right?
That's correct. In conjunction with the Garland Fire.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Department, we assist by taking about 100 kids Christmas shopping every year in the month of December. Yes, sir.
This is amazing work that you do. And again, I don't know where you find the time, Dave.
Well, the day after the Guns and Hoses event's over with, I have to drive to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have two male and a female trying to make the Olympic team again this year for the 2028 Olympics. So
the
I've got a 5-day show up in Tulsa that I'll be attending and rooting them on as well.
Yeah, yep. The Olympics this year, or this time, is going to be in L.A. in 2028. So lot of people trying to make it to L.A. So talk about your boxing thing a little bit more, because people know, I love boxing. They put me in Texas Boxing Hall of Fame for the stuff that I do with boxing. So I want to hear some more about this.
So, and you're a three-time. I'm a two-time Hall of Famer.
That's right.
I just got inducted because of this boxing gym. So I'm in the National Police Officers Hall of Fame. It's more than I even understand, especially when I had to share the stage with some amazing people. But 30 years ago, a new chief came on board in the city of Garland, or actually 32 years ago. And he said, "You guys got a gang problem." And me being the brand new lieutenant on the street, he goes, "And you're in charge of it." And I said, "Oh, okay." So we put together a 12-person squad, and we go out, and people are denying that their children are actively involved in it. And about 2 years later, they're calling me after they didn't like me, asking me how to get their kid out of it. And myself and the detective on my squad actually had experienced as Golden Glove boxers back as kids. And we went to the city and asked if there's some way we could start this with their blessing. And they gave us $625, but said you have to go find your own space. 30 years later, we are the largest boxing gym in the country by population. I have girls and guys that are now engineers, pilots, dentists, cops, firefighters, doctors. We supply a full-time tutor, which used to box for us 11, 12 years. One of my recent graduates graduated from South Garland. She graduated as the valedictorian with a 2-year college degree, first time ever in the history of South Garland High School. And she's currently attending UT Dallas. She wants to be an anesthesiologist. So what people perceive boxing people to look like, because we have the bad guys in the world, we get to see all that. You know, Johnny Tapia back in the day, crazy as he was, the boxing brings such a discipline to people.
That's the thing.
And it changes the way a kid thinks and feels about himself. So, you know, like me, and I'm sure you, Chris, I mean, team sports just didn't fit my shoe. I didn't like getting yelled at because the quarterback wasn't throwing the pass properly. So I migrated, like most people, track and field, wrestling and boxing. And then I really got interested in the boxing and how it grew me. And got me prepared to be a police officer, obviously knowing that I can hold my ground if need be. But we have on an average day, probably 100 children. We have a karate program as well, and they kind of run their own show. They have 8 or 10 coaches. We have about 10 coaches on the boxing side, and we run it Monday through Friday. With that being said, I've had chiefs in the Metroplex start up a program similar to ours because of it. And I grew up in the idea that POWs were a big thing. So we're bringing the POW back in a big way. We have a new one in Allen, Texas.
Excellent.
The chief that was in Grand Prairie actually started the one in Grand Prairie, moved to Allen, and now started it because he knew this is a connect to the community. No other program can connect you to. And what I want to tell people is, you know, they say, well, is this like a first offender program? No. These are kids that are looking in the candy store window. They just haven't gone in yet, you know?
Right.
And they want to be better. They want to be better. They want discipline. And boy, what the response has been amazing. I mean, a girl that I couldn't even really get two words out of is now a United. She flies for American Airlines. I'm like, what? How's that possible? So great kids, Garland, Texas, building, you know, small town, big things. But that brought me the ability to do the Guns and Hoses, to start off with a boxing event because of my back history with that. And you know, we started in Mesquite, and now we're in Allen, and been in Allen now longer than we were in Mesquite. And by the looks of where the tickets are going, it looks like we're going to have our biggest show ever. We're so, so excited. We got Black Rifle Coffee now as a new sponsor.
Excellent.
Wild Fork stepped up and took over the timing for the commercial. So we get to be, you know, talked about on your beautiful radio station 105 with Gavin and the guys down there. So we're excited to be able to bring all of this to the community, and all we ask is somebody just to come out and give us a try, right? Take a look. I promise you, the lady said, "Well, I'm not really into boxing." It's not a boxing event. It's a show.
It really is. And you know, yeah. it's so ironic that you brought up boxing and when you were a kid and you want, believe it or not, Dave, I got into sports because when I was a little kid and my daddy would take me to the barbershop on Saturdays, everybody's watching Wide World of Sports and boxing was on there and Muhammad Ali was on there. And I really got into sports because of, you know, going to the barbershop and everybody's all engaged and watching it. And I thought, this is just an amazing sport. And then take it another step. My favorite athlete is not a team athlete. It's not Michael Jordan, or it's not even Muhammad Ali. My favorite athlete is Bruce Lee. And the primary reason that Bruce Lee is my favorite athlete is because he used to always say, discipline is the greatest strength. And so when you talk about how your boxing gym and the kids, they get disciplined because they know if you're going to be good at this, you have to be disciplined enough to execute. And so you just struck a nerve with me saying, man, this is exactly why kids wind up doing things or feel like they can accomplish something, especially in a single sport like track and field or boxing, because it's all on you.
That's right. You have nobody to blame but yourself.
Exactly. Yep. Like I said, I was just shaking my head when you were talking. I was like, man, that's exactly why I love boxing, exactly why I got into sport, exactly why through my whole life, one of my favorite philosophies was Bruce Lee saying, discipline is the greatest strength. And so, you know.
I say this often. I should make a shirt. You want to stop bullying and teach your kid how to box, and you'll never have to show it because the kids know it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
You know.
And
That's another thing. It's funny you mentioned about the bully. Okay, so you know the story. A bully is really afraid of something. A bully's a coward. A bully is always afraid of something. You just don't know what it is. And one way to put a bully back into place is, you know, you got to confront them. And when I was a little kid, I was the kid at the school that confronted the bully. I wasn't a bully. I just knew how to handle a bully. And so, again, that's because you have to have the confidence to know what you're doing, or have the confidence to know that bully, he can't handle you, or the bully is a fraud. Where you want to put it, you just have to know these things. And you said, boxing kind of lets you know those things.
Yep. I was probably in high school boxing, and a kid, he was one of the premier quarterbacks of the team. He challenged me one day, and I said, well, we don't fight in the hallway, but my coach will put gloves on you if you want to show up. And he never did. And that's a walk away, save your pride.
Yep. Feeling, that's it. Right? That's it in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. You know, something else you said that struck a nerve with me as well. It was ironic. I was listening and grinning. You were saying that there was some study that said most first responders were the oldest child or the only child. Dave, I was the oldest child. And I've always wanted to be a first responder. If I wasn't on the radio, I would be a firefighter or a police officer or an ambulance driver, somebody, because I don't have fears like that. And I was always wanting to help. And primarily because I was the oldest, you had to take care of my little sisters. So I don't know about you, but I was the oldest child.
Yeah, I was the oldest as well. And, you know, we get brought to the adult table a lot earlier.
Yes, sir. Because you're responsible. We're not around. You're in charge, Dave. You got to make sure the rest of the kids stay in line, or they don't get. If they're in trouble, you're in trouble.
That's right. Yeah, we get two beatings.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's remind everybody once again, September 13th, it's the boxing event. Guns and Hoses. Tell everybody about it again, where they can find information and what time to get there, where it's going to be up in Allen.
Yes, sir. So you can go to Ticketmaster.com. You can go to the Guns N' Hoses Facebook page, Guns N' Hoses North TX, or the Guns N' Hoses Foundation of North Texas.org. You can pick up tickets on any one of those. They're online. They're $30 now. They're $35 at the door. You know, come and support the charity. Come and support these guys and gals that have trained for months to get in the ring and represent their cities. We have 9 fallen, you know, doors open at 5:00. We got great food. Allen Event Center is a wonderful place. They got all those restaurants and hotels around them. if you want to spend the night and have fun with us at Kelly's after the fact. But do us. Let's make a big show. Let's show these nine fallen heroes, families, that they do matter.
They do matter. And speaking of that, you said something real early as well. I want to touch on it. Maybe you haven't thought about it much, but you mentioned this is going into the 25th year for Guns and Hosts. Is there anything special coming up in the next year that we need to be aware of, look forward to?
We're working on some new things. I do have a special coin coming out for the 25th year. I hope to have it released at the fights. We're going to see if I can get it here. But yeah, there's always unique things. You know, we have a whiskey company that's going to be giving us a 25th anniversary. We're going to get to pick some guys and gals to come and help us pick the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to bottle it. We're going to release that on Veterans Day, November the 10th, I believe, is the day of veterans, or November the 11th. Marine holidays on the 10th, I think. But that being said, we're going to do that. We got the coin coming. I've started a new program with Z-Grill. I'm reaching out to some of these first responders who are struggling,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to start teaching barbecue.
There you go.
And giving them, and I'm giving them a pellet grill at the completion of the class.
That is fantastic. That goes over big here in Texas.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
You mentioned,
I even got a granddaughter.
Oh yeah,
she eats barbecue. I'm like, that's usually not a girl thing,
right? Right. I'm impressed. Oh, you mentioned the coin. Yeah. Can you tell people a little bit why these coins are so important to first responders, police officers, and especially people in the service industry, whether it's Marines, Air Force, Navy, Army.
It's for the proud. Don't usually like to communicate very often, but when a coin shows up, and it all started back with the British Royal Air Force, and the commandant over the Air Force at the time said, if you guys can complete your mission and come back, I'll give you a gold coin as a completion of your mission. And then it was adopted by the military academies, which is a huge thing. If you go into a bar and you may be there and you assume that there's some people there from your graduating class, you say, well, I'm a member of West Point 1948. They produce a coin and you can't respond with your coin. You're buying the whole damn bar a drink.
Exactly.
Well, and that could get expensive. Police and fire have adopted it. And now it helps us with communication. It helps us by way of challenging. And we call it the challenge. If you can pull your coin and that gentleman there doesn't respond with his, he owes us a drink. But if he responds with his coin back, then I have to buy. It gets really big at these national events, such as the Police Week in Washington. You better have a case of those things on hand because you're going to be doing a lot of giving.
Let me tell you something, Dave. You do a wonderful job at communicating this stuff. And again, we thank you for all the stuff that you do by giving. Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate you.
Love you, bud. All right.
That's Dave Swavey. And we want to thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.